Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Today, I'd like to talk about our homeopathic medicine a number of people will need at some point. This is mother's milk. Most of us know at this point how crucial it can be for a newborn to breastfeed. There's the emotional bonding between mother and baby, and also the idea that breast milk is the perfect food for the newborn and for the infant as it develops over the ensuing months. There are actually two homeopathic mother's milk remedies to choose from. The first one is from a mother who appears to be having a less challenging experience. But it's the second one, Lac Maternum, where there are more issues, and that's the one I'll start with. This remedy is for where things went a little more wrong, apparently, for whatever reason. So let's switch now to a different take on what mother's milk means, its essence. Here, the person has an issue with incarnating itself. The process has hit a snag, possibly because the person may be resisting the process. It could be, therefore, for someone perhaps who was not breastfed at all. The Dutch homeopath who introduced this remedy, Tina Smits, suggests there could be anxiety in accepting the physical state, apprehension at the difficulty of our task during the incarnation, homesickness for the astral world, refusal of the child by its parents at the beginning of pregnancy. This lack of incarnation causes a deep unawareness of the true identity. The person is not centered, and the energy is easily disturbed by other people and the surroundings. There can be a type of muddled thinking, and the defenses against the outer world are lowered. Once the person does take the remedy, Lac Maternum, he becomes aware of this by realizing others don't respect him, for example, or there may be other issues, like abusing his kindness. So often the person, after benefiting from the remedy, can finally say no, to not be pushed around by other people, because he's more aware of who he is and what his own needs are. The people often read a lot as a way of escaping to an imaginary world. The lack of awareness of their boundaries could mean they worry too much about other people's problems, or they may become too dependent, which can lead to abuse. It's like they don't feel at home and can be invaded in a way by others. There can be a feeling of life not being worth living, drug abuse, or self-loathing. This remedy can be considered as an intercurrent remedy, that is, for many people, in between the use of other remedies they may respond to. These symptoms can be a kind of layer to be dealt with. Oh, and if birth trauma for a patient seems prominent, this can be a medicine to be considered. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.